Jeff and Chad. Brought to you by Parker & Sons, Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
All right, time for Five Spot. We put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. So Memorial Day on Monday. We remember those who lost their lives fighting for our country. And, you know, this is kind of your opportunity to call in and tell us maybe a family member, maybe a friend that you're going to be remembering on Memorial Day. Your phone number is 602-277-KTAR. Tell us their story. Tell us their story. 277-5827. I think we all realize this isn't, you know, a three-day weekend that's just about barbecue and having a drink, or it's about remembering, you know, those who lost their lives fighting for us. And how important is that? And they're doing things that, you know, I'll just be honest, I could never have done. Never. No, not good enough. Here's Mike in Peoria, 277-5827. Mike, who are you remembering?
Hi. Yes, I'd like to remember my dad. He's actually still alive right now, but he's actually in the hospital right now. He's a Vietnam veteran. He served from 1969 to 1970. He's a Purple Heart recipient. He was wounded by a mortar round that landed in a rice paddy as he was grabbing his friends and trying to get him onto the chopper to get out of the landing zone. Oof. And he's been in the hospital this past week with some heart issues. So I wanted to make sure we gave him a shout out and let him know that I love him and I appreciate his service and the example he set for me being a patriot.
Cool, man. Give him a hug for us. We hope he's going to be okay.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for letting me give him a shout out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what it's all about. If you have somebody you want to remember, by all means, 277-KTAR. Here is Tim up next on KTAR. Tim, who are you going to remember?
Hey, thanks for having me on. Mm. Yeah, I've got a fellow flight school class member. Lost his life in a helicopter training accident during flight school. Mark Hitzig. Mm. He had a wife and two daughters, and he was a very good friend of mine.
Oh my!
Just want to remember him on this day.
That's great, man. That's great. All right, 277-KTAR. Wise man's in for Chad. Yeah, it's somber, man. It really is. It's a somber, you know, 3-day weekend. I mean, we all like that we don't have to necessarily go to work on a Monday, but you have to remember, well, who went to work for this country? And some people didn't make it out. You know, I was talking to Mike Broomhead today. Mike Broomhead's brother died 20 years ago, I think tomorrow, in Iraq at war, Tom. And every time right around this year, Mike and I talk about this. It's a hard time for him. And, you know, you lose your brother. My goodness. It's an unspeakable amount of pain. And he goes through it every year. And, you know, I like how Mike does it. He calls his brother's platoon, calls some of the people, some families. And that's how he, you know, I think we have to remember there are people out there that are going to really, they're going to be suffering on Monday. They're going to be thinking of the people that they lost. They're going to be remembering the people that they lost. And it's not just a barbecue day.
Yeah. And for Mike too, you know, on a personal level, that's his brother, but you talk about the platoon and what they choose to do to honor Mike's brother. They actually go every year, he said, to Colorado where his resting place is.
I think his brother's platoon goes.
Yeah.
And yeah,
they celebrate together all the time. I say celebrate, remember his brother, obviously. I mean, this is Mike's brother, but he was their brother too.
No
and
doubt.
That's what's so cool about the story to me.
Yeah. Here's Christopher on Five Spot on KTAR. Christopher, who are you remembering this weekend?
I'm remembering my brother, Mark Lee. He was a Navy SEAL that was killed in Iraq in 2006.
Oh, my gosh. How do you do Monday? You remember?
It's a pretty somber time. We take time out of the day to remember not only him, but the other guys. But we also do some things that are fun and enjoyable. Because that's what my brother wants too.
What do you remember most from your brother? What's the one thing that always hits your mind?
He was always my most fierce competitor growing up. And even I was Marine Corps. He was Navy. And even as adults, we constantly go back and forth on football was better, soccer was better,
yeah.
Marine Corps is better, Navy's better. So I really miss that.
All right, man. We'll be thinking about you and your brother this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for the calls on Five Spot. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But my goodness, these warriors, these men and women that went and did their thing and fought for us, my goodness, we owe them everything.